This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We have football today. It's finally back. The NFL returns with some Thursday night action. We'll get you prepared, of course, for the Eagles and the Cowboys, along with the rest of our picks for the NFC. Our season-long predictions for divisional winners in the NFC North, the NFC West, and the full card in the NFC, including the NFC champion, and our Super Bowl picks are in. That will be in this hour. We'll get some baseball bets sprinkled in there. We'll do Survivor as well. It's going to be a lot of football content here on the Daily Tip on a Thursday, September the 4th. Jenks, I feel like this is the best time in the NFL season because hope still springs eternal for some of us fans who probably shouldn't have hope.
Titans.
I think this is the last week that my Titans will be undefeated. And I think the tough part is how do I separate like me wanting to root for my Titans, but also seeing that they have one of the toughest matchups, I think, of any team in the first week of the season. Like, so many factors go against them. They're going on the road. They're going against the Broncos, one of the teams that I think are going to be really, really good this year. But how much do I go into it? Because I feel like you did the opposite of this last week with Texas. Like, we know you're a huge Texas fan, and, you know, that game, it felt like it could have gone, like, either way. But I don't know. When you put your bets on the games that you also have a very strong emotional attachment to, sometimes things can go haywire.
Yeah, generally it's not the best idea to bet on the teams that you cheer for. I think a lot of people would tell you that. As far as last week, I really believe Texas was going to win, and a lot of people did. But you know what? That's betting. Ohio State was a better team last week, so full credit. But generally, it's something I stay away from. Like, once in a blue moon. Also, I think the beginning of the season had a lot to do with that, right? Like, it's the first week. You get caught up in the excitement. You know, you want to maybe have a little something on the game, whatever it is. But I normally would not do that. So I understand the temptation, but it's generally better if you kind of veer away, at least in my view.
Yeah, but you also feel like a traitor if you pimp the other side and you say, oh, the Titans are going to be terrible. And then if the Titans win outright, you look like a terrible Titans fan, right? Like, then you feel like you have, like, shifted allegiances. So I don't know how I'm going to play the Titans, but I think I am going to go against them in Survivor.
I mean, you can't win. That's the problem. You cannot win, no matter what. Like, even if your team is good, you can't win. You know, like, what was it last year? I was saying this yesterday, where I think the Commanders were taking on whoever it was. Might have been the Eagles. And I said, I don't know. This is going to be a tough game. I don't know if they can win this game. And so I was like, how dare you pick against a team? I'm like, because it's the National Football League. That's why. Like, you never know. I'm like, do you watch football? Like, tell me you don't watch the NFL without telling me you don't watch the NFL. Like, when do teams just, like, roll through everyone on their schedule? Every single team this year very, very likely will have a bad loss in the schedule. It's just too tough. So when it comes to the Titans, okay, if you pick for them, it's like, yeah, you're a good fan, but people will say, why the hell are you picking the Titans? They stink this year. You get crushed. And then, you know, if you if you don't pick them and they pull off an upset, it's like, oh, you're a terrible fan. You're a terrible fan. Like, no matter what, a side is going to have an argument against you.
You got a happiness.
Right.
Match.
I think.
Yeah.
Bet against your
right.
team.
I think.
And then if your bet hits, cha-ching. If not, hey, your Titans pulled off an upset. I get to celebrate. My team won.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. I think this year it's like, can Cam Ward at least be decent? Like, that's the benchmark for this season. And I know it sounds depressing, but I don't think the Titans will win in week one. Just to give you a little teaser of what I'm picking for Survivor. All right, so let's go to the other conference in the NFL, and let's go to the NFC, because we have all kinds of bets we need to get on the card in this segment. And if you are betting on the NFL this week, go ahead and pick up that NFL No Sweat token over at BetMGM. Go for the end zone without breaking a sweat with a Pro Football No Sweat token. You'll get your stake back in bonus bets if you don't win, only at BetMGM. All right, so let's start with the NFC North. Could be one of the better divisions in all of football. We know the Packers are ahead of the class right now since they just picked up Micah Parsons. What a get. They are the favorites to win the division at plus 170. Win total set at 10.5. The Lions losing some coordinators, but still close to the top. They are 2-1 to win the NFC North. Total of 10.5 for their win total. Vikings plus 320. Bears plus 625, and both of their win totals set at 8.5. So that should give you a pretty good indication of how good this division will be. So, Jenks, I think you're pretty high on the Packers here. Mm-hmm. Are you picking them to win the NFC North?
I think so. Although I will say that, and part of it is I don't want to get caught up in the Micah Parsons excitement. And when you look at the number, like, we saw a rush of money come in on Green Bay when that deal was made, right? So I don't necessarily like the value plus 170. I do like when I have tangible things I can look at. And when you look at the Lions, like, the Lions are loaded, but at the same time, when you lose both coordinators, like, that's very difficult. We saw that with the Eagles after they were in the Super Bowl, you know, a couple years ago. And they took a bit of a step back because it took them time to sort of adjust and get it right. And so defensively, Aaron Glenn's gone. Now Ben Johnson is gone. And Ben Johnson in particular, I think, is such a huge loss because he has such a creative offensive mind. I mean, he was using guys to catch passes on the O-line last year. Like, Penei Sewell would catch a pass and go on the end around or something ridiculous. Like, it's very difficult to have that sort of creative mind and also be successful at the highest level of football. So because I don't know how much the Lions are going to miss those guys, the talent is there. I think for me that I give Green Bay the edge in that area just because there's more knowns, if you will.
Yeah, I think so as well. My one drawback would be that the Packers have proven that sometimes during the regular season they're not at full steam, but yeah, they really lock it in during the postseason, because I think people forget just a couple years ago they narrowly lost to the Niners in the divisional playoffs. Niners went on to at least play in the Super Bowl, and then last year they lost to the Eagles 22-10, which looks bad on paper, but everybody got boat raced by the Eagles, so no shame in that. So I certainly think they have high-end potential for the Packers. And here's the other thing. We talk about timing being important for futures bets. If you think the Packers win on week one, they have a home game against the Lions. We get a head-to-head matchup of the two teams that are expected to finish 1-2 in this division.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford, who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I think if you're going to play the Packers, obviously play it now, because they are at home. They are sizable, I think the Lions 2.5. 2.5-point favorites at home against the Lions. So you play it now as opposed to waiting after this game, unless you think the Lions pull off the win. But I do think week one of the season is a tough one, especially going to Lambeau, and especially when you are working in new coordinators. Should be noted that Aiden Hutchinson at least is back. He will be a force to be reckoned with on that defensive line for the Lions. But still, I'm with you. I think I'm going to be on the Packers as well.
Yeah, I think it's a way to go. But then again, when you look at the win total for the Packers and Lions right there, both at 10.5. So Vikings right behind at 8.5 and Bears at 8.5. So when you talk about competitive divisions, I mean, this is definitely going to be right up there.
Yeah, and I do think for conversation's sake, I know it kind of looks like a two-horse race on paper according to the odds. I do think that it's going to be really competitive. So I do think we need to mention at least the Vikings and the Bears for at least a little bit. I think the Bears do have some good high-end potential. Like, a lot of it will depend on Caleb, trying to know that offense from the jump. And I think those type of offenses can be difficult to learn in the first few weeks of the season. So I do think the Bears down the stretch could be a very good team. It's just if you're trying to win the division, obviously you need to win games at the first of the year as well. But the Bears could be a sneaky team if they make one of those wild cards. Vikings. This feels like the team that a lot of people are picking to win the NFC North as kind of like a trendy underdog, saying, okay, there's value at plus 320. A lot of people really believe in J.J. McCarthy, but Jenks, I just can't get there. Not yet. I understand their defense is going to be one of the best in the NFL. We know Brian Flores is one of the best at bringing pressure on opposing quarterbacks, and what a division, you know, to have, you know, that skill at your disposal. But I just can't do it. I don't think I believe in the Vikings as much as other people do. How about you? Do you think people are, you know, reading between the lines a little bit too much when it comes to J.J. McCarthy?
Yeah, I think it's just easy to project when you've never seen the guy on an NFL field during the regular season. Do you know what I mean? Like, he may well be fantastic this year. And we've seen, especially these quarterbacks who have an extra year of experience or at least learning the playbook, and it was banged up last year, and they come and they perform maybe above expectations. But when you have Jordan Love and Jared Goff and even Caleb Williams in the same division, and you're the one guy who hasn't taken a snap in the regular season, and I'm supposed to trust you to lead your team to a division title, like, it's too big of a jump for me to make. So we know the defense is going to be great. There's no question about that. But in a quarterback-driven league, and that quarterback play is often the difference between winning and losing, I'm not going to trust a guy who I have not seen yet during the regular season. He could be great. He could be just fine. He could be bad. So I'm not rolling the dice on a guy who could go in any number of different directions.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Like, you do not have to bet on these now. Like, of course, the numbers will move, but if you want to see a little bit of J.J. McCarthy before making bets on the Vikings, I would not blame you. There is nothing wrong with that. The Vikings get the Bears on Monday night, September 8th, so that should be another great divisional matchup to start the season. All right, let's go on to the NFC West. Should be another interesting division, as the Niners are your favorites, but short favorites. They're plus 160, the Rams plus 180, Cardinals plus 450, and the Seahawks plus 525. All right, Jenk, so we know some people on this network can't stop buying stock in the Niners. Are you one of those people? Or are you going with the Rams here?
I like the Rams. I am not a Brock Purdy hater like a lot of people seem to be. I think he's going to be just fine. I think he's one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL, but I don't think it matters because the Niners are older now. They're always banged up. Their defense isn't nearly what it was just a few years ago when you could just put that defense out there and win the majority of your games. So, yeah, I like the Rams at plus 180. I know Sammy P loves his Niners. In fact, I think he's buying more stock this morning. As soon as the market opens, more stock on the Niners for Sammy P. But for me, it's just... Not at this price. Like the Niners at plus 160, if I got more value, right, if they'd fallen back to where I think they should be and all of a sudden I'm getting, you know, maybe 3-1 on San Francisco, then all right, I'm taking a hard look at San Francisco, but not at this price. I like the Rams instead.
It feels to me like the window is closing for the Niners. Mm-hmm. Like, it feels like we see this a lot with, like, teams that have a run where they're top of the conference, you know, where they have several years, especially when they have quarterbacks who are still in their rookie deal. No longer the case for Brock Purdy. He got himself paid. And I feel like we're towards the end of that window for the Niners. And I have some big questions for them. Like, how do you feel the hole that Deebo Samuel brought to that offense? Do we know if Christian McCaffrey is going to be healthy the entire year? Because I understand he looks great now, but I don't know. He has a lot of tread on the tire. So I have major question marks for the Niners still. I think the Rams certainly have questions as well when Matthew Stafford is getting all kinds of injections in his back. But if you look at the Rams' schedule to start the season, there are a lot of winnable games in there, even if Matt Stafford is not 100%. So they get the Texans at home to start the season. I'm not saying that's like an easy game. I think that's going to be a low-scoring game with both the defensive lines there. Then they get the Titans, the Eagles, probably going to lose that one. And then they get the Colts. So three of those four games feel very winnable for the Rams. So hopefully Matt Stafford can get on the right side of things. And here's the thing. I feel like even if Matt Stafford misses some games, we have seen what Sean McVay can do even with backup quarterbacks. Hell, Stetson Bennett's had some good looks in the preseason. Yeah. And we saw what he did with Baker Mayfield, even when he like came in and didn't have any prep before, I think it was like a Monday night game or something. So I trust Sean McVay implicitly. Plus, that defensive line is going to be great. They are young. Jared Verse was a superstar last year. So I'm going to be on the Rams.
Yeah, I am too. And maybe I should look more into Matthew Stafford's injury. The problem is, this has been one of the toughest players in the NFL for his entire career. Like, he's always banged up. And I feel like because of that, whenever I hear about an injury, I'm like, ah, it's Matt Stafford. Like, you'll hear he has two broken femurs and a ripped jugular, but he's probable. I'm like, yeah, he's probably going to play this weekend. He always just sucks up and plays. So when I hear injection, I'm like, eh, injection? It's been injection. Whatever. He's going to suit up. He's going to play. And very good point about Sean McVay as well. When you have a guy like that who is so good at working with offenses and quarterbacks, then you can sort of help pick up the slack in the meantime as Stafford sits out. Or, best case, clearly, you work together during the season and you win the West.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next on the show, we've got our Survivor picks along with a little peppering of what we expect from the baseball slate today. It's next on the Daily Tip.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.